Let's continue this market conversation now and bring in John Traynor to the show. He is Chief Investment Officer at People's United Advisors. John, good to have you. You just heard what Jared had to say about some stocks on the move. I'm curious to get your take on these travel stocks now that it looks like the European Union is recommending that U.S. tourists not be given access into those countries. Are these stocks that you think offer value at the moment, or are you staying away?
You know, we're staying away. We put the travel stocks into that whole reflation trade category. And, you know, with yields down, what the bond market's telling you is that the reflation trade may be ebbing right now. Could come back, but we put the travel stocks in the reflation basket. And right now we're saying that's not the place to be. We want to err on the side, slightly tilt the portfolios toward growth rather than the reflation trade.
It looks like a lot of people are tilting their portfolio toward growth, at least for today. We've got a triple-digit advance for the NASDAQ. Why are investors sort of falling back in love with big tech at the moment, do you think?
You know, it is a little interesting because we discussed the GDP report that came out last week and 6.6% growth. The economy's growing. Growth has been pushed out because of the inventory drawdown. So our faith in growth is actually increasing as we go forward. But what investors are saying is the Fed is basically, you know, saying, look, at some point, we're going to raise rates. We're going to be slowing the economy. So investors are building that portfolio more for 2022 than they are for the rest of this year. But we think growth will be strong. But, you know, the slower growth, growth companies are doing slower economic growth. Companies are doing very, very well.
But let me ask if you think these growth companies have good prospects if inflation continues to rise. We continue to see supply chain issues and affecting prices to the upside. Many, many industries saying across the board they're now having to pass those higher costs on to consumers. So what happens to the growth trade in that scenario?
If investors believe that, boy, inflation really is going to become a problem, that it's going to escape the Fed's bands, then yes, growth stocks are going to get hit because you're going to see interest rates move up, and that'll impact the discount rate. Right now, what the street is saying, it's almost like a Goldilocks scenario. Growth will be strong enough to have hiring continue, but not so strong that you're going to see inflation get out of control. So right now, that's the perfect scenario for the growth stocks.
Now, we also have a big report out later in the week, and that's the monthly unemployment report. Continuing to hear that industries across the board, really, John, are experiencing these labor shortages. How much of a threat is that, do you think, to productivity and to the reopening of the economy if these labor shortages, you know, remain consistent?
We're going to be watching that report very, very carefully because you hit the nail on the head. You know, we need to see that employment increasing. And, you know, I could, you know, just see my own neighbors. We go into the supermarkets now. We're all going back. We're wearing masks. We want to see what kind of an impact that's going to have on the service industries, you know, the restaurants and the where they've been expanding. So if we see that, if we see some hints in the employment data that comes out on Friday, that boy, oh, boy, a little bit of mask wearing is really going to slow the economy. That could have a big impact on the market. Friday's report will be very important.
The consensus is for an additional 750,000 jobs. That's a lot of job growth. And we're looking for the unemployment rate to have ticked down to 5.2%. What would be sort of the Goldilocks scenario for this market to continue the rally? What would they need to see in that Friday jobs report, John?
You know, what we think people are going to be looking at is the wage growth. We know we're going to have good job growth. We know the economy is strong enough. But if we start to see wage growth get out of control, that's what we believe investors are going to take a look at. And that's what they're going to focus on more than anything else. So, you know, we'll take a look at the headline number. But what we'll be looking at Friday morning is that underlying wage growth. And does it look like that's seeping into the marketplace?
I want to switch gears and talk about energy for a minute, because you heard Jared break down how these companies are now looking at offshore platforms and refineries that may have been impacted along the Gulf from Hurricane Ida. I'm looking at crude oil just below $70 a barrel right now. Are you playing in the energy space right now, John? And if so, where?
You know, it's such a small part of the S&P 500 right now. It's just incredible how energy has declined. Even that it's a small part, we're actually underweight energy. We just don't see it, you know, getting to a point where it's going to be sustained and rising. So we're underweight. The only area that we like quite a bit right now are some of the pipeline companies. So that's basically the way we're looking at the energy market. Really, we're not really trying to buy the crude right now.
And what about some other sectors that you like at the moment? You talked about growth a moment ago and how that's playing out in the high tech sector. But what else are you, adding to the portfolio at the moment?
Oh, we like healthcare. You know, again, we see that as a great growth engine. I mean, you're seeing some companies that do incredibly well. And we're doing an awful lot of work. If there's one sector where we're probably doing more homework than in any other sector, it's the financial stocks. We see them as being very, very cheap. And if you start to see those rates increase, if you see, particularly the 10-year, if you see the 10-year start to move up in anticipation of the Fed move, we think the financials could really make a move. So we're trying to do some bottom fishing, basically, in the financials, but we like the healthcare stocks also.
And what about elsewhere in the sort of reopening trade at the moment? We talked about the airline stocks. Is there anything there, though, that you think has been overlooked or undervalued?
You know, that reflation trade, in addition to the financial stocks, which we think are probably the cheapest and most overlooked or maybe even disliked sector, a lot of the consumer stocks. You know, we like the consumers, the consumer cyclicals, not the consumer staples, the consumer cyclical stocks we like quite a bit. We think there are some retailers that really have developed a very good model to compete with Amazon. Those companies that can compete with Amazon that have that value proposition for clients, they should do very, very well. You know, we like Home Depot. It's a company where, you know, you've got to go into that store and you've got to make those purchases.
All right. John Traynor, Chief Investment Officer at People's United Advisors. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.